One of the winners, re-elected to serve as mayor of Avon Lake, is Greg Zelka. Mr. Zelka joins us on the line this morning. Good morning. Thank you for being with us, Mayor. We appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me, Craig.
Let's talk a little bit about your victory. You won, I would say, fairly easily. But, of course, with campaigns, you never know what will happen.
Absolutely.
What was your impression with the numbers?
I was very pleased and, you know, humbled by the fact that we did so well. 1,900 votes is pretty substantial. We feel that we have done a great job over the last 4 years, and but you never, like you say, you never know until you go before the voters and get their input. The size of the turnout because of the issues on the ballot certainly made it also another variable that we weren't sure how to interpret. But a large group of people came out, and we appreciate the support of the residents of Avon Lake.
Previously, you served in city government for a long time, but this was your first term as mayor. Was it pretty much what you thought it would be? Was it different? How would you describe it?
Well, you know, having served on council and then as council president for 10 years before that and also another four-year stint in that capacity, I had a pretty good idea of what, you know, the job entail until I got into the job and realized it was so much more. And, you know, managing and being responsible for the whole city is a daunting task. But as people in Avon Lake know, we've got some outstanding folks working for the city. The department heads are really good. And we've got some really good city workers who take great pride in their work. And that's demonstrated almost daily. But sometimes it's not as visible as you would think. But our goal is to become even better in the next 4 years and to, you know, be as efficient as possible and use tax dollars in a responsible way. So we will. That's our goal for the next 4 years.
Earlier today, we chatted with Lorraine Mayor Chase Rittenour, and he talked about the need for pushing forward. In other words, don't stand still. Things change.
Right.
Move forward. Where are you moving in 2016?
Well, we're going to continue to pursue economic development opportunities. We do have a challenge with the I-90 corridor exploding, and everyone's attention is directed in that way. And we need to point out to our residents and residents from other communities that we have commercial opportunities here as well without the traffic, and we're hoping to generate that. As you probably know, working with the county and all the mayors, we're going to do a study on the opportunities along Lake Erie here to turn it into a district, which Congressman Kaptur has been advocating for a long time, marketing the region, the southern shore of Lake Erie, as a place to go, a place to visit, a place to enjoy. So we think that has great long-term possibilities. And we're collectively applying for a grant from the state to get a study done to see where we can make the lake more accessible to residents and also to visitors. So we think that's in our long-term future.
People coming to Avon Lake, maybe driving down Lake Road, they notice a big, big hole in the ground.
Yes.
For people who may not know what that project is, tell us about that.
Yeah, our utilities and our Avon Lake Regional Water is planning, if you will, it's an underground water tower, if you can imagine it. It's a storage tank for water, and that will hedge our bets, if you will, if we have another frazzled ice situation. It will be several days of water supply, and it's just wise to do that. They're also proposing a water tower, which will be coming to Planning Commission next week, behind the regional water plant on Miller Road near Walker. So you saw the water tower in Avon go up there and Mills Road just by North Ridgeville. They're looking at a water tower similar in Avon Lake. So it's the long-term plan of the regional water to improve the water system and to make sure that everybody has it. Not only adequate water, but plentiful water, which, of course, has an economic development tie into it.
We're talking with Avon Lake Mayor Greg Zelka today, reelected last night by a rather handy margin. I know one issue you've been dealing with in recent years is the growing deer population.
Yes.
I noticed on your cable TV local access channel that there were more than 100 car deer collisions last year, a dramatic increase from maybe 5 years ago. Where do things stand now?
Yeah, we have initiated a multifaceted program. We have people who, if they apply to the Department of Wildlife, can establish that they have damage done to their flowers, their shrubs, their vegetable gardens. They can get a deer damage control permit. And then they take that permit, if it's granted, to the police department, who will inspect to see if there's a possibility of safely using compound bows to take out some deer that are living amongst people in pretty crowded neighborhoods. Obviously, the police department's not going to allow that if it's a very densely populated area. But if people back into woods and so forth from a 10-foot high deer blind, if you will, people can shoot down and shoot safely. We have learned that doing nothing is not safe either. We had deer three times jump through windows and thrash around in people's homes, if you can imagine that. So finally, the public opinion has shifted on this, and you mentioned over 100 deer. We have to always be careful, Craig, that we can't necessarily assume that all those deer were killed by deer or vehicle collisions, but a good percentage of them are, and that the number of deer that we picked up went from 42 to 89 to 107. This year we're a little bit lower, but last night, standing in front of one of the polling places, and also early in the morning, I four times deer came running across the road, and it's the season where they get to know each other, if you will, and there's a lot of activity going on, so it was like a nature preserve. I also saw a hawk fly down and grab a mouse and so forth. So that's one of the attractions of Avon Lake, but we certainly have to do something about the deer population. We're also, you know, we've actually taken out 40 deer this year so far in our deer program. The other part of that is sharpshooters in restricted areas that the city controls. So we're trying to get a handle on it.
Very good. Hey, being mayor is not necessarily easy. It's sort of one of those jobs where you can't please everyone all the time.
You got that right.
Do you have a favorite part of the job, though?
You know, it's fun in many ways. Other ways, it's very difficult. It's difficult to tell people no. You know, we can't repair and redo every street every year. People are very frustrated. Certainly, flooding is a terrible concern, and you know that's quite a challenge. But getting out and meeting people, going to various events, I love doing the Eagle Scout ceremony. I thoroughly enjoy performing marriages, and it's fun to see people getting together and to have all their hopes and dreams ahead of them. That's very satisfying. But again, you can't please everybody, but we just do the best we can, and periodically, like yesterday, voters go to the polls and they decide whether you're doing a good job or not. And it's gratifying to have such support from the community. This is a great place. People are very proud of their community, the schools, and we're going to continue to work to make it a better place.
Again, congratulations on your victory yesterday, and hopefully some great things will come to Avon Lake in the coming years.
Thank you, Craig.